good to see everyone today after the holidays. Looks like everyone survived and kind of get back to normal routine. You know, a man was being tailgated by a stressed out woman, maybe for the holidays, I guess, on a busy boulevard when suddenly the light turned yellow just in front of him. Now, he did the right thing. He stopped at the crosswalk, even though he could have probably beaten the red light. He stopped as he's supposed to. The tailgating woman hit the roof and horned, screaming in frustration as she missed her chance to get through the intersection by following him. As she was still in mid-rant, she heard a tap on her window and looked up into the face of a very serious-looking police officer. The officer ordered her to exit her car with her hands up. He took her to the police station where she was searched, fingerprinted, photographed, and placed in a holding cell. After a couple of hours, a policeman approached the cell and opened the door. She was escorted back to the booking desk where the arresting officer was waiting there with her personal effects. He said, "I'm very sorry for the mistake. You see, I pulled up behind your car while you were blowing the horn, making obscene hand gestures and shouting obscenities at the car in front of you. Then I noticed the Choose Life license plate, the What Would Jesus Do bumper sticker, the Follow Me to Sunday School bumper sticker, and the chrome-plated Christian fish emblem on the trunk." He said, "Naturally, I just assumed the car was stolen." You know, sin and humility is something that's hard for a lot of people to get a hold of in their lives and show that kind of humility we should have as Christians. In Luke 7, 36 through 50, we see a very interesting story. Let's read our scripture before we get into this too much. Now, one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him. So he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. When a woman who had lived a sinful life in that town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster jar of perfume. And as she stood behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner." Jesus answered him, "Simon, I have something to tell you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. "Two men owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii, and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back. So he canceled the debts of both. Now, which of them will love him more?" Simon replied, "I suppose the one who had the bigger debt canceled." "You have judged correctly," Jesus said. Then he turned towards the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she had poured perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much, but he who has been forgiven little loves little." Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The other guests began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." You know, there's a man and a woman at a garage sale, and they had a garage sale some years back. And they decided to put an old mirror that they got as a wedding gift out amongst the table of things to sell. The reason they were selling it is that it had a gaudy, aqua-colored metal frame. And they just couldn't find a room in their house where it looked good. It just didn't fit the decor. Shortly after the garage sale began, a man who was looking to decorate his apartment bought the mirror for $1. He was all excited, and he said as he bought it, "This is a great deal. It still has the plastic on it." He then peeled off the aqua-colored protective covering to reveal a beautiful gold finish on the frame underneath. You know, lots of people go to garage sales looking for bargains, just like that. Some people have a saying about garage sales, you know, one man's trash is another man's treasure. But once in a while, we hear of someone who stumbles upon something of great value that the owner didn't know was of great value, that the person bought for a song or a few bucks or so. You know, now Jesus had been preaching in Galilee for a while. Already he had healed a leper, a paralytic, and dozens of other people out there. He had done a lot. He even cast out demons and raised a widow's son from the dead. And all these had taken place before this event at this Pharisee's house, is recorded here in Luke. But the Pharisees had already become cold to Jesus' influence. He didn't pander to their crowd. In fact, he was quite cruel to them. And occasionally, he said things that ruffled their feathers and challenged their man-made rules that they had. And they had many at that time. They had expanded it from what Moses had set forth. They don't like him, and they don't know how to handle him. He's too good and too slippery for them to catch him with Scripture. Is there another way to destroy him, they thought. Simon the Pharisee believes he found that other way. A way he believes would humiliate this new teacher and would nullify his message. So he invites Jesus to a meal and snubs him. Now good manners in that day required the host to have his servant wash his guest's feet. That's the first thing they did in there. They walked around with sandals. It was hot. I'm sure they sweated, and all that dust and sand clung to their feet. And I'm sure the greatest thing to have was to have those feet cleaned as you're in and in a house, and to have that comfort. He was expected to greet the visitor with a kiss on the cheek and anoint the guest's head with oil. Now Simon did none of these things to his guests. It was apparent from the story here and from his actions that they were deliberate. He meant to do this. He meant to show people that he had no respect of Jesus and who he was. Now imagine going to a party and extending your hand to someone only to have them not offer their hand in return and a sly smile on their face as they refuse. And you know that it's intended as an insult. It's meant to offend you. This is what Simon is doing when he breaches the protocol for this invited guest of Jesus in there. It was as near to a slap in the face as you could get. And that's pretty much what Simon intended with what he did. But why did he do this? Why did he go to all the trouble to throw this party and invite Jesus and bring him into this home? You know, Simon's objective was to belittle Christ. He was going to show how great a Pharisee he was and that Christ was just some little teacher out there, some upstart, and that Jesus was challenging the organized religion of the day. Organized religion never likes you to challenge it because a lot of times it's not organized on the basis of the Bible. When you have the Bible to stand on, if anybody challenges you, their argument is with the Bible, not with you. Let them argue with God. But that's not what the Jewish system was based on then. It had a lot of added rules and regulations and stuff that bound the people in things that God never intended to bind them with. So he wants to upset Jesus, cause him to make a misstatement, let him act in an embarrassing way as the events unfold on that night. But he's going to find out otherwise. And it could have worked. Hebrews tells us that Jesus was tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin, Hebrews 4:15. Jesus was human like you and me. And we can see how he was frustrated with his disciples, angered at them, and angered at the money changers at the table. Jesus was as prone to temptation as we were. And he knew exactly what Simon's behavior was meant to do. He knew his heart. In his own experience, he had been treated rudely by people. And so have we. And sometimes we haven't responded as we should to these rude people. Even though we're Christians, there's something about mistreatment that sometimes gets the better of us, gets under our skin, and kind of goes us into maybe not behaving as we should sometimes. We've all encountered it one time or another. And we probably said things or did things that weren't as gracious as Jesus would have wanted us to be. I'm sure that Jesus was tempted to respond to Simon in a bad way, but he didn't. Jesus was more gracious at that event. It's valuable for us to remember that Jesus not only came to us to give us life, but to show us how to live life. How to live this life as a Christian, to show others how we should be. In this situation, he simply ignored Simon's behavior. He refused to give Simon the satisfaction of even a comment on how Simon treated him. Now the woman enters the room, as we read. She's not the kind of woman that you would invite to a Pharisee's fancy party. You know, she was a harlot, a prostitute at that time. In our society, she'd, you know, be wearing clothes. We could recognize them, scantily clad. You know what they're doing out there. But in that setting, in the day of Jesus, she would have been dressed like most others, except she'd be wearing very expensive perfume. That was one of the marks at that time. Some have said that in that day, they wore a bottle of perfume and a cord around their neck. They kept it with them the whole time. In a culture back then where bathing was infrequent, a pleasant fragrance was kind of the sign of who they were. And here she is at Simon's home, unescorted, uninvited, unwanted by the Pharisees who looked down on her kind, as we've been learning in the Gospel. Why do you eat with tax collectors, they asked Jesus. Why do you eat with sinners? Jesus came to heal the sick, not to heal the righteous.